Thank you for calling customer support. This is Vicky. How can I assist you? Customer, are you there?
Yes.
Thank you for calling customer support. Yes, ma'am. This is Vicky. How can I assist you today?
Hi, Vicky. This is Jeanette Smith. I had a cancel order or some stuff that I had ordered.
Yes, ma'am. Sent
it back, and the young lady told me to call and give them the tracking number. Then they will refund my money back to my account.
Okay, ma'am. I'd be more than happy to assist you with that. May I have your zip code, please?
33055.
Your first and last name again, ma'am?
First name is Jeanette. Last name is Smith.
Okay. Okay. Can you verify that shipping address for me, ma'am?
The address is 3740 Northwest 204th Street, Miami Gardens, Florida, or either Opa-locka, Florida, it may show, 33055.
You're saying Miami Gardens.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for that information. Give me just a moment, Ms. Smith. And how are you today, ma'am?
I'm doing good. And yourself, dear?
I'm good as well, thank you. Let me just read over this account, please. I do see where it was canceled.
Right.
And it says it was canceled on the 24th,
mm-hmm.
Wednesday.
Yeah. Yes.
And to return, provided return, Addy. I don't understand these notes. But you said they told you to call in with the tracking number and they would refund it.
Yes, ma'am. She said she was going to put it in the system. I guess once I call and give them the tracking number,
mm-hmm.
then I guess then they will refund it back into my account. I guess that's how they do it. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, ordinarily the way they do it is when you send it, when they receive it in the warehouse, they'll issue the refund.
Okay, so what I should do?
Were you given, let's see, let me read. You weren't given an RMA number, but you did obtain a tracking number, correct?
Right, ma'am, yeah.
Okay. Hang on just one moment. Let's see. Okay, it states that I can issue you the refund, but there's a $9.95 restocking fee to be subtracted from the amount I'm refunding.
Oh my God! So out of the $100, they're gonna take $9.95?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. What do you show the refund? Because I'm looking at. Okay,
am I seeing this correctly? I see two charges of, you may as well say,
right.
$60. I see a charge
right.
for $15, $14.95.
Uh-huh.
And the shipping and handling charges, I can't refund those, of course. But we're looking at about $175. 60 and 60 and 15.
Okay.
120.
Okay. Damn. So they're going to take out $9.95?
Yes, ma'am, for the restocking fee.
Okay, so not you said 116 and then take away fine, right?
$9.95, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
So that'll
all
be
right.
A refund of $59.95 and one for just an even 50 and then
okay.
one for $14.95. And you ordered the Icon Mini Pods?
Yeah.
Must have been two pair of them. Is that correct?
No, ma'am, it was the iPod,
which
you just say.
Okay, I see. And a smartwatch. Okay, the smartwatch was the $5.95. They just have it listed as mini pods twice from what I'm seeing. But it does say the smartwatch. I'm sorry. It was the campaign was the Icon mini pods.
Uh-huh.
And then there was
right.
a smartwatch.
Uh-huh. So what I'm getting back now?
$50, $59.95, and $14.95. That was for the warranty on the watch. If you don't have a watch, you don't need the warranty.
Right, but she told they charged my card two times. $59.95.
That's right. So I'm going to deduct the $9.95 restocking fee, and that'll be a $50 refund. I'm going to return the other $59.95. Okay, wait a minute. Hang on one second. I'm getting a...
It should have been $100 refund because each item was $59.95.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Could you repeat that? I was reading a text message I was from a supervisor. I'm sorry.
Okay. Each item was $59.95 or $99 something. Each
yes,
item.
Ma'am.
Right. So that was $100. Was $60.60, $120. So that's $120, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So you're gonna take out $9 from the $120.
$9.95, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so we'll say $10 from the $120. So I should get back $100. Okay, wait a minute. I'm getting all confused.
Okay, just look at it like this. If you have two charges of $59.95 and I deduct $9.95 from the $59.95, that leaves $50, right?
Right.
Okay. So you still have another charge of $59.95.
Right. Uh-huh.
So that's $109.95 right there.
Uh-huh.
Plus the $14.95 for the warranty. That's what I'm going to be refunding. I mean, I can add it up.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
Okay, well, my mental math skills aren't all that, but I'll write it down and add it up and give you a total if you give me just one moment.
Oh, dear God. Come over so you can feel the air. I'm hoping you can feel the air in the center. God, why did I never order nothing else? I'm going to be doing.
Okay, it looks like $124.90, ma'am, in total.
Okay, then. Now, how soon would that...
It takes 3 to 5 business days before you physically see it in your account.
Okay. All right, dear. So do you need the tracking number?
Yes. Hang on just a moment.
Okay, I see it.
Okay, ma'am. May I have it, please?
Yes. Tracking number is 9500 1140.
Okay.
0021 1083 5146 and 56.
Okay. Let me repeat that back to you, please. I have 9500 1140 0021 1083 51 46 56.
That's right.
Okay. Okay. Okay, if you hold on just a moment, I'll go ahead and process those refunds for you, Ms. Smith. You're going to be You're going to receive three different refund confirmation emails sent to duchess0225@yahoo.com. Ms. Smith, you're going to be receiving those emails within the next 2 or 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just going to state that your refund is on its way. Give me just a moment to get it processed. And again, it should take 3 to 5 business days before you see the money actually back in your account. And it's going back to Visa card ending 4331.
Okay. Wait a minute. 4331. You know that card? Oh shit. My that debit card was canceled. So could I give you another one?
Was it canceled and replaced by the same financial institution?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay, well, what's going to happen is these monies are just going to roll over onto the new card that
okay.
they assign. As long as the tracking,
okay.
I mean, not tracking number, the routing number and the account number are the same, then
right.
it doesn't matter if the number has changed. It'll still reroute
okay.
itself to your account.
Okay, dear. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry for the bother.
No, ma'am. Not a bother at all. Is there anything else I can assist you with, Ms. Smith?
No, that's it, dear. Thank you again.
Okay, and please allow 3 to 5 business days to see that money on your account. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day and stay well.
You too, dear. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Mm-hmm.